Blog Talk Radio.
Trip up there Friday. You never know, Venom might be coming with me.
Have you did some test hits on the street?
No. don't know, though. I'll probably go up there. Hey, man.
Why are you going to go up there and half car? You get there and find out, oh, this is fucked up. Oh, that's not right. Come on, now.
I ain't going to go nowhere.
Be a little bit more prepared when you go. Just, okay, I did some tests down the street. I took it over on Epworth. Did a full 1/8 mile. It impressed me. Then you think about going to the track line.
You know, I ain't got no word half hours. That checklist come in handy. That checklist come in handy, then. Checklist come in handy.
Put on there. Need to go test. Yeah, you do. Put on the checklist. Go do a test hit. Then put down about 5 lines below it to go do another test hit. Just, you know, until you're satisfied, then cross them bitches out. Until you're satisfied.
Man, you got that right,
though. Three good passes. This bitch made 3 good passes, and I was satisfied, okay? Did nothing stop me, did nothing break. Gauges was all good. It started up, it's idling. Trans brake working. 2-step working. It ain't leaning, pulling, the brakes is okay. Have you bled the brakes? Have you checked the brakes? You got plenty of pads on it. You take it off and check them. Check the wheel bearings in the front. Check the fluid in the back. Man, there's a lot of stuff on the car we need to check.
Yeah. All right, that's true. Say, go over your valves and everything else.
Exactly. Because my boy, there you go. I'm about to speak him up too. Now he on the show. I see you, Phil. I was telling Phil about that checklist, man. You gotta go get that sheet of paper, make a list on it, and boom. Check out this, check out your brake line, check out the brake pads, make sure it's been bled. Go out, put on there, do a test hit. If you have to go in front of the house for a minute or around the corner and let that sucker go for a quick second and get off of it. See what it do 60 foot. If you have to go over on Epworth, unload that dumb bitch late at night, do one quick hit, run that joker back on the trailer and get out of there. Anything to get the bugs out, because this is one thing I don't want to do. I don't want to go to the track, drive all the way there, put fuel in the car and the trailer and the truck. To get there, pull the car, trailer, something simple, right there in my face. Stop me from racing.
That little tedious stuff gets you in the butt, too.
Yeah, I left my doggone filler gauge, or I left my toolbox, my wrenches, or I left this, I left that. You know, I need some fuel, or I need a time light. You know what I mean? People don't walk up to me, shake back, you got your time light? I'm like, dog, dude. Oh, do you have a time light? Of course. Your mic over
there. All right, where your time gauge? Can I bring a time gauge?
Yeah, do you have a time? Do you have a time and light?
Yeah, I do.
What kind do you have?
I got the MSD one. I got the MSD or whatever.
Okay. What can you do with it? Explain to me what kind you got.
Nah, that's hard to explain. You have to see.
Well, when you hook it up, what can you do with it? How do you hook yours up?
Man, I hook mine up. You know, put one on the little end, whatever you want to call it. Put one on that little cord pack and put it on the other end, ground, and then put one on the little hot. Well, yeah, all right, man.
Uh-huh.
Man, you put that little thing on the little. You can put
that little thing on the what?
On on the little spark plug. The spark plug wire.
Okay. You got the clamp on the spark plug wire. Now what else?
Now you put the little other one on the little cord and then see. Make sure you got the little mark down there.
Hold on.
Hey, Corey.
Huh?
All that matters, you know how to use it, right?
No. Yeah, exactly. I know.
I'm talking
shit. I know he was trying to be slick. It's all good,
no,
though.
I know what he's talking. He just want to make sure that you know all the stuff that it's supposed to do. You know, like some of them, when you hook it up, you can read your RPMs off the timing light. That's that digital boy.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to find out what he got by explaining to me what he got, because some of them got RPMs and some of them don't. The one you want is the one that's got the advanced settings on it. Do you have the advanced settings on yours?
Talking to me, of
course.
I'm pretty sure I do got it on there.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Want me to take it out the box, though?
Well, yeah, we need to know, because when you got the advanced setting, you can turn the knob all the way up to 30 or 32 advanced setting, and then when you shine the light down there, you bring that mark up and you be good. Otherwise, you got to turn the distributor until that mark on the crank starts to turn. The advanced timing light is easier. Man, it works good. It works good. It's got multiple settings on it, what you can do.
So basically what's been going on, if you shine a light down there on the harmonic balancer and you set it at 32, when you rev the car up, well, when you, you know, try to make it total timing, you rev the car up, it'll go to zero. Or try to go to zero.
Exactly.
You just
exactly.
Turn the distributor a little bit to get it there.
There you go. When that mark at the harmonic balance will go to zero and you got the advance already set at 30, you dead nuts. You got me. Dead nuts. Mac tool, years ago, I still got that tool. It's a time light. Mac tool had that advanced time light years ago. I used to love it. Then until one of the ends broke on it, and I was like, man, I got to go find a Mac tool truck and get me another one. They probably didn't change it by now, but I used to love that sucker. It had the RPM setting on it. It had the advanced setting on it. It was digital. Look, bro, all you do is clamp it over the spark plug wire. You ain't got to take the spark plug wire off. Clamp it over it. And that sucker will read right off of that. It'll read right off of that. So, what time is it? 8:21. Somebody at the door. Corey.
No.
Corey. Will you answer the door?
Come on in.
I guess they didn't hear you, Corey. You got to speak loud. 517-385.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
What's going on, Corey? Shake and bake, guys. Whoever's out there.
Oh man. Hey, we got off to a late start, but we here now. Where's First Lady at? Is she on the line with you?
She's through the house somewhere. She'll wander back this way here in just a minute.
blow the horn so she can come on in there, fellas. Get on in the shake and bake show. Tell First Lady she needed in the White House. She needed in the White House.
Honey. She's on the phone right now. She'll be here in just a minute, Jake.
Okay. Corey, that test light, if you got the digits one, that's a good one. And when you gotta have, it's always good to put it in the trailer and take it with you when you go to the track, in case you have to adjust the timing. All your tools should be in a toolbox. Your feeler gauge, you should have a set of feeler gauges so you can adjust the rocker in case you have to. Oh man, there's a lot of stuff on that checklist that we need.
Yeah, I know.
That is very, very important. Very important.
And a leak down tester.
You need that too.
For those that know how to use it, you're right, Phil. There's a lot of people out there don't even know how to use it. So the leak down tester will give you some answers.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you if you're trying to pack it up or not.
Right. That and a compression gauge. You know, it's people don't realize they need it until something go wrong and they be like, oh man, I need to do a compression test. I don't think I'm running on all the cylinders. I got new plugs, new wires, got rotor, but I don't know what the problem is. So they need to have all the tools, and that checklist is so important, so important, so important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for...
What's up? Feel the Brent.
So, Brent, you going out Friday to 131?
Yep. If you said Brent, you're going to go out Friday and Saturday, yep.
What's going on out there?
I'm going to have to.
Is that Tail?
No, that's Phil.
Oh, okay. You got Brian Davis's race down there.
Oh, okay.
Or, it's the Fab Four or something, you know, I guess. I'm not sure if it's Brian Davis, Chad Aniston, and who all it is, but. It's a pretty good race, man. We enjoyed going to it last few years.
That's what's up.
Yeah, hopefully I just got my car back. I had my car over there at J&E Performance, and so hopefully we can hook up, man. We've been doing a lot of spinning, and he straightened some stuff out for me, and we sent some shocks out and had them redone, and hopefully the 0442 will me go right down through there.
Oh, wait.
What kind of shocks did you have? Go ahead, Phil.
442.
Oh, yeah.
Nah,
I'm the old Oldsmobile guy, Phil.
Nah, it's not the skinny kid Oldsmobile, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I might say, oh, shit.
No, mine ain't quite that bad. I wish I had his motor, but
you and me both wish we had that motor. Goodness.
Yeah. It looked like he'll be down there though, Phil. I seen his car on the flyer, so I'm guessing he'll be there.
Yeah, you know he
Oh, okay.
Well, from what I heard, you know, this might be his either his last run or close to it. Because I don't know. Maybe they might get somebody else to drive the car. He was saying something about his heart. Might have to
Is
give it up.
Is that right?
Yeah. I know. I'm friends with him on Facebook. And that's what he was in the hospital because of that. He's like, all right, they say I might have to give it up. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, I hate to hear that,
all the
man.
Best. I wish him all the best, though.
Definitely, definitely. I know that Brian Robbins used to drive that car, and then now it's, what, Dietrich? Or something?
Yeah,
Jimmy Dietrich.
I
want
to say Clyde Dietrich. Jimmy Dietrich, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wonder, you know, I remember watching that car for a lot of years, and I got an old shirt that says Brian Robbins on it. So at some point in time, you know, now is that a skinny kid built that race car, but is that a skinny kid car or no?
I don't know.
Did they?
And you remember, that's a new one because they just tore the other one up.
Mm-hmm.
At Mile End. Was it
Mile
End? Yeah, it was Mile End. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I think it was late last year or something.
Mm-hmm.
I did see they redid it, though.
Yeah, he redid it, and he did some test hits on it. It was primed up when he did his test hits.
Corey, you coming down to 131?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, nice stopping and see us, man. We're gonna have some food, and we're going to have a good time. Just trying to make out this joint. It's only my second time being this year, you know. That's it. I just been so busy this year, and then my car was he got my car done pretty quick, but we didn't take it up there till we just been busy and ain't been no time, and I haven't been doing the no prep this year. I just been doing the prep this year. I got a little goal that I wanted to set with the car and the Oldsmobile thing. And then once I do that, then I might venture around a little bit more. But I got to get this off my mind, you know.
Uh-huh.
Set this first,
so you got to itch,
and then that.
So you got to itch. You're trying to scratch.
Yep, there you go, Phil. Yep.
You say you got to itch. You're trying to scratch. Yeah.
Yep.
I hear
Rich, I'm here tonight.
Huh?
You out there, Rich Kopic, you out there?
No, I just texted him. He ain't text me back.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was on tonight or not. I didn't know if he was going. I invited him to come up there next weekend, you know, hang out or whatever. If he felt he was not busy, come up and help out a little bit or whatever. But I haven't heard nothing back from him. For sure, on it.
Yeah, I was trying to get in contact with him to find out something about the war in the woods. I seen a little bit on Facebook, but not much.
Yeah, I see that one. I see that one boy that was over at Onondaga. He's real, real competitive over there at the track over there, and I see he went to the finals. And yeah, I guess he's made it to the finals like 3 or 4 years in a row or something, you know. So Zach Sherman, he's something. Yeah, he's gonna, like they said today on Facebook, they said he's gonna get it. You know, he's definitely a good contender.
Well,
yeah, if you
did Sherman go to the war in the war?
Who?
Sherman Baker.
Sherman.
The guy with that truck.
Oh, no, not Sherm. No, not Sherm. Sherm didn't go there. No.
Oh.
That was,
I think he was in Ohio.
I didn't hear his name.
Yep. The other, what was their, their last name is Sherman.
Mm.
Sherman. They raced up there. They got a army green Camaro with a turbo on it. In fact, Shake, was you there the day that the guy went off the back end of Onondaga and went way out in the woods because his brakes and everything failed?
Yeah, were you there that day? Yeah.
I didn't know. So that's the guy there. You know, he's got a real fast Camaro. That Camaro's super fast. He's good, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that's the boy. I call him a boy because I'm 52, you know, but he just seems to be young, you know, so I don't mean any disrespect to him or nothing, but he's just so much younger, you know. But, yeah, they got a nice, and his, I don't know if it's his dad that's got that Pontiac, a big black Pontiac. I run him in the finals in the G-Body there last year over at Onondaga, too, and they both got a pretty nice program, you know. Father, I don't know if they're father, son, or brothers or what, but I'm guessing it's father and son.
Okay.
Real nice guys. I see Chicken Hawk made it quite a ways there. Oh, Mark Mosier, I don't know if that name rings a bell, Shake and Bake, but he did pretty good in that Blue Chevelle. Yeah, they did pretty good over there, I guess.
I was trying to. What position did he win? Did he win one of the races?
I don't know if he won in buyback or what it was, but he won something down there. I think he might have went back into the buyback and won that or something because he was getting right down there in the. And I kind of, my reception on my phone, I was watching some of it, you know, and I wanted to see him and what Jasper Graham and him did, but I kind of missed some of it, you know. My phone was acting up.
Yeah,
I don't
need
a real
good
signal out here.
I was looking at a little bit of it, man, but I had to stop and get back on what I was doing. I remember they mentioning Mark Mosier. When they was calling out the names that was in the race. Now, has Mark Mosier got a big tire or a small tire? He got a small tire, though.
He was running on both of them. He run the big tire, and then he said within 3 minutes they had to switch the tires and pull the bars off, and some guys helped him do it, and they got it done. So that was a pretty close one there. 3 minutes, he said.
Yeah.
That's getting right busy.
They
That's
was,
NASCAR
they were
stuff right there.
Right, man.
The old floor jacks. Yeah. But, yeah, I'd like to win, though, but like I say, I'm doing the prep this year. I might do no prep next year, but I might build me a no prep car. Something that, you know, keep my other car set up for a prep track. Had me a no prep and a prep, you know.
Right.
Nothing super expensive. Yeah. Not spend as much money on that. Something that I don't care if I fold it up down at the end because I ain't got no traction. And I guess I just fold it up and hopefully I'll live another day, you know. But,
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to build a different car for no prep.
And I don't blame you because, you know, when you got one car and you're trying to do both, that's a lot of changing over you got to do. You know, it's a lot of changing to go from prep to no prep.
All I'm asking is, can I get at least $5,000? Because you say you put me a car together and I don't care about, you know, I don't care about folding it up. I care about every damn thing I fold up. I don't give a damn. God damn it, I just wasted $20 getting in here, man.
Yep, no prep, though.
Well, like you say, that no prep, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. It's definitely a different game.
You have to actually try.
Well, people, only one person knows what that song is for and what it's all about. But this song goes out to Brent because it's his birthday coming up this week. So, Brent, this is going out from Shake and Bake Rush Talk Show to you. Happy birthday to you, bro, and many more. Hope you have fun this weekend.
You ought to be in love again. Anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration, cause you're on a win on mine. That there ought to be a sign that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. And I'm sure you would. What could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would. He set aside for his recognition because it should never be just because some cannot see the dream as clear as he. That they should make it become an illusion, and we all know everything that he's super kind.
Happy birthday to you, Brent. And many
more
to you, brother. Many more.
How
about you, Brent?
Happy birthday.
What was that, Shake? Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Be 53 this year.
35.
Yeah, 53.
Come
Wednesday, come Friday, you'll be 53?
Yep.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
First lady, said, tell everybody hi, man.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, first lady, you're late. Hello. Got to plan the favorite birthday song for your hubby.
He's going to go racing, so I guess that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to be able to make it for my boy, Corey, so he's going out there to support.
Nice.
And, he might take his car, but we just wanted to wish him a happy birthday and congratulations for being with us and just coming from the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. You're always welcome, and we got a place here in the house for you, both of you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
So, Corey might be bringing his car.
Yeah,
I might bring it up there.
Nice, bud. Nice. I think I thought I had you on Facebook. Shoot, find us. We usually try to park along the fence there so we can watch. So if the kids come and that, they can stand up to the fence and watch racing and stuff. But more than welcome to come park close. And we'll, yes, like I say, we got food and everything, buddy. So.
Yeah, we'll come
anything
up there and see you.
Yeah, nice.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, he good people. Corey, real good people.
I meant to holler at you at when I sent you at the Motor City Mayhem.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to bring my car up there to a couple of them events, you know, a couple more events. I know we. Well, I guess I can't remember. We went to one event this year, but Oh, we went to JJ's race. That was good, though. I liked that. That was pretty fun down there. They had some good racing back to back. Yeah, down there at 131.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put on a pretty good race, man. They didn't mess around, man. They just they raced. Sometimes all that prepping that track takes so much time, man. It's kind of aggravating. You know, they just take up so much. It's like, man, I want to watch racing. I don't want to watch this tractor go up and down this track and spraying this. I mean, I'd like to have a sticky surface, but enough's enough. You know, let them race. You know, I don't know. That's me. That's just me, though. You know, some of them boys got way, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 horsepower. So, you know, I guess that's probably, boy, you know, in my shit, I ain't got nothing like that.
We just have to go and get in where we fit in. JJ the Boss, I've seen him all over the country, man. I met him in Mississippi. I met him in Georgia. He do put on a pretty good show. Oh, he was at Trick or Treat last year, Corey.
I remember you took a picture with him.
Yeah, him and his family, they're good people, man. They really are. We had a good time down there at 131. Enjoyed it. Track was pretty decent. Wasn't too bad. For no prep.
Well, Mr. Brent, if you say he all right, then I got to meet him, man.
Yep, him and his family are really good, down-to-earth people. They really are. Really like them, you know. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, that I've talked to, and they said the same thing. You just kind of, yep, yay, you know. So, JJ. It was a good event. I thought it was well-run. Like I say, you've seen a lot of racing. That's why I just hate when I go and then they... And I know I'm doing prep, so I know it kind of sounds stupid, but I'd rather them not take so much time prepping the track, you know. I mean, it'd just be better, more racing. I guess that's the only difference that I've noticed between the two sites, you know.
So let me ask you a question. I think I asked Jasper this question also. What do you... Say for instance, if you go into a no prep and you like prep, but you say your no prep car is down. What do you think you have to do different from a prep track to a no prep track?
I gotta definitely your shock settings are totally different, you know. And you want the front end to really just come up a lot, you know, and help it transfer the weight quicker than you do on a probably.
I've seen it a lot, yeah.
Too much wheeling, you know. If you did it that way on a prep track, you'd probably just stand her right up. I'm guessing. I don't know. You know, I haven't got that far just yet, but. I'm trying to think of some other things. I know, like, we couldn't grip up on a no prep very good. I kept spinning almost all the way down the track, reading my race pack and everything. I was spinning all the way down through there. So we wind up putting 100-pound weight in the trunk and fastened it onto my roll cage. And we did that, and that helped a little bit. Then I got a little more traction, but I hated putting that weight in my trunk, you know. I mean, that was just,
yep.
I just didn't like that, you know. A lot of them guys are putting bags of cement around their roll cage in the back, and then they tape it all up, put it in garbage bags and everything, and then duct tape it to the roll cage. But we made a real nice weight and bolted it on real good and everything, but I just didn't feel, I don't like that, you know. I didn't, and I know a lot of guys do put weight in their car, but 105 pounds, 7 pounds, whatever it was. I just that
it's
was
a big
the
difference.
Thing, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was chassis adjustments.
I'm about to say, but if you think about it, if you got the horsepower, you can make up the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that, Phil, to go from prep to no prep or vice versa, you're going to definitely be changing tires, the shocks, which is your suspension, tire suspension, timing, and it was one other thing. What's the other one? It's three things or four. But you anytime you go from prep to no prep, your tires is very important. The suspension, which is your shock. And because a lot of times sometimes you got to take power out in a no prep more so than you do in a prep.
Right.
So you got to. And then a lot of guys don't want to do all that adjustment to go from one to another one. And then next week they're going back to prep, and then they got to switch it back over. So it's up to the owner of the car. But if you, like Brent said, he would rather have two cars, one prep, one no prep. And that way he can just drive it to the track and ain't got to do a whole lot of adjustments and changing.
Right.
Because if Rich come on the show, he'll tell you about them shocks. They got some special-made shocks for the front end of the car to where they're a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, they got a lot of travel on them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the name of them, but I've seen them.
Look, and he knows some guy that makes them.
AFCO, actually, it's an AFCO shock, but this guy gets them customized. I can't think of his something Thomas.
Hold on, Chris.
But yeah. He was in that race last night, too. I think he made it almost to the finals down there at War in the Woods or whatever it is.
If you think of it, it's like when you look at that damn shot, man, it's the car, it looks like it's doing a wheel stand, but it's still on the ground. The damn shocks look like some Baja shock shit, you know, some shocks off of a Baja truck or something.
Hey, hold on one second, fellas. Let me see, how am I going to do this? Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Where my buttons at? Let me get things situated. Because we have some special guests coming on the show. And with these special guests, I got my sister coming on. And my brother from another mother. So, with that being said,
another mother.
Yeah, all the way from New York. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bring them in, but this is what I gotta do. I gotta play this music for them too. Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Killer. Happy birthday to you. Oh, man, I wasn't supposed to be singing. I'm supposed to let them sing. All right. We got two people coming on the show, people. We got a birthday party, not only for you, Brent, but for I've got Sammy
all the way from New York.
That's the owner of Old Crazy Horse. And I got Tao's wife, which is my sister, Valerie. Is both of y'all on the show?
I'm here. Hello, fellas. Thanks a lot, Shake and Bake. Feel the love in the air over here. What's going on, guys? It's been a while.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. I'm getting old.
That's Valerie?
Hey there, Shake.
How you doing? Happy birthday, sis.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I'm not gonna ask you how old. That's a curse. That's a curse for
she's still
asking
recovering.
Women how old they are.
She's still recovering from Friday and Saturday.
I'm 29 and holding.
I'll trade you.
Yeah, you trade.
I'll trade. I'll make a trade.
Nobody goes past 29.
All right, then.
Then I'm
28.
Well, first and foremost, I want to congratulate y'all for being around this long with us. It's always good to have some friends in the park and family members. But I just want to express my love and my gratitude for y'all because y'all been there for me, been in my corner. And I wish you many more birthdays.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. Valerie, you got something you want to say? Because women are first, and then I'll get to
Sammy. You asking the wrong woman to answer that question.
What I get myself into?
No, just everybody have a blessed evening, and stay safe out there when you're out racing.
What? Nobody races on this chat. Come on, that's illegal. Street racing.
Right. Hey, Val. Remember I told you a long time ago when I pull up, tell Tao to go to the backyard and you meet me in the front door. I got a bucket of surprise for him, okay?
Will do.
Better not be a bucket of that white stuff. We don't play that out here.
Yes, it will, Tao.
Look, I already know.
Hey, Sammy, Tao is in California. He don't know nothing about that white stuff we be having falling out the sky, so I'm gonna send him some.
I just saw a picture of it.
Oh shit! You just saw a picture? We're gonna have to shake. We're gonna have to bring him down here.
Oh no!
Yeah, we gonna have to get him a race to come on over and ride.
Oh, man,
That's you gotta come see this weather. He'll run back to California and won't come back.
Listen, I want you on TV.
Especially up by Chicago.
It ain't nothing like seeing it in real life, man. It ain't nothing like seeing it in real life, man. Come on, Phil.
No, I like it. I like seeing it up in the mountains and everything, and I just drive back home to my 85-degree weather. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Hey, everybody want a white Christmas until you start freezing.
and start shoveling.
Right.
Listen,
right.
I like my 80 degree Christmas with blue skies.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh,
Yeah, you guys get it. You guys get it up there before us. Up in Chicago.
Yeah, we do.
Area, you guys get it bad up there. It should be
don't be putting no bad jujus on us already now. Come on.
No, I'm trying not to. I'm speaking facts. Last winter, you guys had it bad. It was cold up there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, no.
Flashbacks.
I didn't enjoy this winter. We had a lot of snow. I didn't like it.
I never do neither, man, because I'm never prepared for it for some reason.
Nope.
Something don't be right.
But I tell you right now, Shake and Bake, I just told the wife, I'll come next season. I'm coming up there. I'm racing up there. I got to come at least once or twice.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. Crazy Horse gone. Sold the wagon. Got me something new coming. And I'm coming off the old glass. And I'll be up there hopefully next season. God willing.
Well, let me know.
Looking forward
let
to
me know when I can tell. Crazy Horse. You don't mind me still calling you Crazy Horse, do you?
Yeah, no, I don't mind. Crazy Horse been with me. That name been with me since 98. Ooh. It's still going to stay.
Okay.
It's not going nowhere.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That was a badass car, that Mustang you had, dude.
Yeah. Oh, wait until you see the all-steel glass car. Ooh, yeah. I can't wait. I don't know if I'm going to keep it Crazy Horse Jr. or I'm going to call it Retarded Horse. I don't know yet.
You said Charlie Horse. Retarded
Horse. I like that. I like that. Retarded Horse.
Oh, man. Charlie Horse.
Gotta say no. Yeah, and then I had the wagon. When I had the wagon, it was Charlie Horse Brown.
I was about to say, well, shit. Charlie Horses might be a little worse than Crazy Horse. Cause you could be running and catch a Charlie Horse, and oh Lord.
Oh,
it's
over. But the thing is, now retarded horse comes. I don't know who's retarded, the owner or the car.
Oh, you said retarded horse. I thought you said Charlie horse.
Yeah, retarded. retarded. No, retarded horse. We had a Charlie horse. The wagon was Charlie horse.
Oh.
The one that Pro Stock Goldo right now has, I sold it to him.
Hey, you got his number?
Yeah, but he's in bed already. That man go to sleep early. That boy's up at 4. Oh, boy. That boy's up 4 in the morning.
Damn.
Okay, we have to get on the Shake and Bake show just one time. One Sunday. He mad at Tony Bynes right now. He wanted to get Tony Bynes. Yeah.
Right. Tony got on the video
showing
all this money.
Yeah.
That he won from
it. Tony Bynes said he ain't going to Walmart to buy shoes or he gonna hold this money until he's ready to lock in. Bank North versus South.
I know that's right.
I went up to Tony Bynes. He forgot who I was. I told him you paid my deposit back in Arlington. He totally forgot. When he saw Crazy Horse, he came up and gave me a deposit and told me I don't want those problems.
What?
And he had hot sauce back in the days.
Yeah.
Pocket change, hopefully next year. I'm going to get pocket change, too. How that works out.
Pocket change.
Yeah. I'm gonna take all his pocket change.
No.
But I gotta stay. I gotta stay quiet right now. I got no oil pressure. I gotta be humble. In a couple of years.
Oh, you gotta stay. It's all right. When I get oil pressure, y'all better be ready.
Oh yeah, I told him just keep the same. I just keep telling him keep the same energy, please.
Right, hey, what you think? Keep the same energy, brothers.
We'll see how it works out.
Keep that same energy when I come over there and kick off in your ass.
Oh yeah, that's all I want. I want that same energy they were talking. Best part about it, as soon as they found out I sold Crazy Horse, everybody wanted some smoke.
Well, that's the best part.
That's the best part.
Now, they're all in the bushes, and then when you sell the car, then they want to come out and say, oh, where's your car?
Oh, yeah. Right. We don't want to see that movie. They don't want to see that movie. They don't want to see that movie again or lock in for this date. Like, man, it's that easy. That easy. I should have did that 2 years ago. I should have said I sold it, but I didn't sell it. Then
I'll
sell
it. That's how I like a good little game to play. Tell everybody I sold my car, and then when they say, oh, bring that, set that joker out, take a break.
Hey, you know, what you do is, you say, I sold it, but I bought it back just to whoop your ass. I'm going to sell it again.
I thought that's what I did tell somebody that. They didn't lock in. So I told them, I could go borrow it. I could go borrow it back. It's not a problem. Let's go.
No, they don't want nothing to borrow.
Then they're going to tell you, oh, well, it's not your car. That'll be the next excuse.
Oh, no, I went through that already. They call me Mr. Borrow a Car. I borrow steel cars all you want. Just give me some action. Man, we went through all this already, all season. Oh, yeah.
They find some kind of excuse, huh?
The best part about it, they tell you, keep telling me trick bag. I thought one thing came out of my mouth. I'm the motherfucking king of the trick bag. I'm gonna school you motherfuckers on trick bag. I caught a couple of people this year with no car.
Hey, Sam. You know, you asked me to keep that secret. Do you still want me to keep that secret, or you let it out already?
Nah, you can let it out.
Oh, boy. Hey, the people that do know this, Leo?
Huh?
Corey?
Yo.
You remember Lil Tony?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
You remember the Godfather?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You remember he sold the car?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So he said.
Remember he sold the engine? Remember he sold the engine?
Yeah.
The drive-thru?
Yeah.
Sammy got the drivetrain.
Mm. Oh, Lordy.
He got a piece.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Here, oh, Lordy.
The father was back. They didn't know it. It was undercover.
I was undercover for four years.
Mm. Yep. And when you told me, when I went out there to New York, when you told me, don't tell nobody, it was burning. It was burning, Sammy. I just wanted to tell somebody, but I kept it under my hat.
You can let it out now because I don't own nothing no more. Everything gone.
It's gone.
Everything sold.
You know how much money? Hey, Corey, tell them how much money we won off of Lil Tony's car years ago.
Good God. A lot. Plenty, yeah.
Boy, we
had a nice
over there. Yes, sir.
Jake. I did pretty good
yeah.
with it. I got it, and I did pretty
Where
good with
right
it.
Where you at right now?
And then I got my ass handed to me.
Wilson Brothers. What you need? You broke down?
No. I need a spark plug socket.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Were you at the shop?
Yeah.
You want me to bring you on? I have to do the show on the highway. You really need it?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I need it, but I mean, I can wait, I guess. I ain't gonna work. No, you ain't gotta worry about it. I just I go to work, go to my job and get one. I got that long, you know, that long ass snap on socket. And
with extension on it.
Yeah, I got these headers and that ain't working so good on the passenger side. I drive the side.
Phil, you know what I have? Oh, you're talking about the spark plug. Never mind.
Yeah. It's just one tube that's right in the damn way, and I can't get to it.
What
yep,
about
that's going
the 5/8 wrench on it? You can't get to it with a 5/8 wrench?
A shorty? Man.
That's what we used to do if we can't get in there. You can only get a little one turn out of it, but a 5/8 wrench to get to it.
I might be able to get to it. That. Hold on, I need to figure out if I got a short one. All my wrenches are long as hell. Let's see. Oh, that's too thick. I get it. Go ahead and I ain't going to put you under no extra pressure. Came down to the building to work on the old truck. Do some extra stuff to it.
So how many shims you got in that starter right now, Phil?
One.
Shit. I forgot. How many do I have in here? I think it's
remember,
one or two.
You don't remember put one or two. They,
I know it's a
they sell a shim pack.
I know.
They sell
that's
a shim pack with it. Okay, well, some of them are different sizes.
I know I got a thick one in there, so I think I got two in here right now.
I meant to call you.
I got
you.
A real thick
I meant to call you last night and tell you. If you look up underneath there, oh, your picture, your video you showed me came out perfect, man. Up under the car, lit
really?
Up and shit, I could see good, yeah.
Yeah, because I had the drop light under there.
What you can do, I meant to call you and tell you this, if the Bendex is stuck out into the flywheel and won't release, if you loosen them starter bolts up, real slow, and then as you loosen one, you loosen the other one, then loosen the other one, real slow. If that starter fall back in place, then you got to add more shims.
You got to add more shims.
Mm-hmm.
Got to add more shims because the lower the starter comes down, the farther away from the flywheel it gets. There's a certain amount of thousands of thickness you have to be between the starter and the flywheel. There's a tool. Ask me what I did with it. I can't remember, but that was years ago. There's a tool you put in there, and you measure the
clearance
between the flywheel and the Bendix. And nobody talks about it. Nobody practices it. What we had to do was we had to take the starter apart
and don't nobody like doing it. That's why nobody talks about it. But when you take the starter apart and then you just push the Bendix outward with your hand, you know, you only mount up the starter housing. When you push that Bendix outward, you can actually, there's a tool you put in there between the flywheel and the Bendix, and you measure it. That tool is a certain amount of thickness. And once you do that, put it back together and it's straight. But don't nobody do it. Nobody practice it but me. I guess I'm the only idiot. But that's how you get the exact depth
of your
starter versus your Bendix versus flywheel. That's how you get the exact thickness. Because when they cut the block, so many thousands and thousands of blocks, the die has to be changed. Then they make a new die. And then after you made so many thousands and thousands of blocks, that depth changes. So when they make so many thousands and thousands of starters, the depth changes. So sometimes people will sell you a starter that come off of a 305, and a 305 and a 350 is basically the same. It's just that the depth on it is cut different.
Right.
I'm going to get back to it in a second. Let me see if I can get this down.
Okay. What you working on now? Because we hear a lot of pots and pans like you cooking.
I'm working on the truck.
What you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
Tighten the spark plugs up.
Okay. Hey,
Shake, could I add one thing to that?
Come on.
You know what, too, Phil, is that do you know how many teeth are on your flex plate?
How many what?
How many teeth are on your flex plate?
I think it's
142. It's either 142 or 160 something.
164.
Yeah, 164. How in the hell did you get up here? Damn. My bad. Sorry, that was my cat.
Oh, you about to make me say something.
Man, it scared the shit out of me. Came through the damn fence. Whoa!
don't bump your head on the control arm, man.
Trying not to, shit. Nah, this ain't gonna work.
Flywheel. What Taylor was talking about, the flywheel. The amount of teeth matches a certain starter, and if you got 164 teeth flywheel, it's got to match the right starter to go with it. So we don't know which one you got, and it do make a difference, because when you were starting it, I seen that Bendix, when you turned the key loose, the Bendix stayed engaged with the flywheel, and I'm like, oh, that's not good. It's put the binding pressure on that starter.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
I got that.
What's up, buddy?
When they built your engine for that Oldsmobile, do you have the block that's got where you got ambidextrous starter? You can put a starter on either side?
No, just the driver's side.
Okay.
That block got to be a lot of money.
Did you have to have a high torque starter put on yours?
Yeah, I put a high torque starter on it, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I got like 16:1 compression on there.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to get a high torque starter, because I'm going to have
42-1 compression on mine.
He said 42-1.
You might need an air starter for that.
Right.
You must have got a diesel shake.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take the Honda and send it down the track first and then pop the clutch.
Brent, are you running any power adders? Or is that just all motor?
No, all motor. Yeah.
All motor.
Seriously, yeah.
That's our all motor king. That's our all motor king right here, boy.
Dude, Brent, you know you're my hero now. 16.
Yeah,
I was thinking about doing that a long time ago, and I was like, I don't know if we could do that. This and that. Shoot. Now I know.
Yeah, just, I don't know, man. My mom always had an Oldsmobile, and I just always had one growing up, too, and it kind of just stuck with me. I love the way it, I don't know. I just love an Oldsmobile.
That's what's up. Hey.
Yeah.
But they say stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Now my mind is about to go crazy. 16-1, man.
Where my boy John at, Brent?
What's that?
Where my boy John at? I ain't heard from him in a minute.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think he's going to make it to 131, and him and Dustin will tune it for me. So hopefully, yeah, I think he'll be there. So, yeah. He's been real busy working on his house all summer, redoing everything, and I'm getting ready to go do the drywall in it here probably tomorrow and start drywalling it and get it finished for him.
Okay.
You finished putting up the
pool barn? A little bit of everything. We've been doing all kinds of stuff, roofing and some siding and pole barns. And yeah, we've had a good year this year.
That's good.
Yeah, hopefully it'll keep going.
Shit, you should come over here and help me put these wires on.
Okay.
Mount these doggone spark plug wires. That's next.
Oh, we had a topic last week, Brent. I don't know if you heard them or not, but our topic last week, what was it, Phil? Is alcohol considered a power additive?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Why you say so? Why you say so? Why you think?
What's that?
What's your opinion? What's your reason why?
I think it's just fuel is all it is. So I mean, they ain't really adding no nitrous or no. Now, if you had a turbo or the pro charger or anything like that, then that's an adder as far as I'm concerned. But you can run E85 or you can run, Dragon fuel, VP fuel. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not, but that's just my opinion.
And you're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right. Alcohol is considered a fuel, just like gasoline, Turbo Blue, E85, C16 is considered a fuel. A power additive would be nitrous or using a turbo or supercharger or something of that type. Now, my next question is, can you get more horsepower out of alcohol than you can C16?
No.
I think yes, in my opinion.
Because I want to know. I don't know 100%. I never used alcohol, but one of the guys that was on our show, Phil, if you remember a long time ago, he ran alcohol out of his car. Jake. What was that guy's name? I can't think of his name. Seven. I can't think. He's an old cat. He had a Mustang and he ran alcohol out of it. Now, can you get more horsepower out of alcohol versus C16? I don't know, but I do know.
You do.
I do know. I got another one.
You will. It depends on your motor, too, because when you have alcohol, you can run a lot more compression. You know, you don't worry about a power adder or anything like that. But, you know, unless you put a blower, then you got to start taking compression away. But with alcohol, alcohol injection, you can make a lot of power.
And I did know, too, that alcohol runs a lot cooler. Because my boy got an engine that runs alcohol. His radiator is about the size of a laptop. He don't have a big radiator because it runs a lot cooler. He don't need that big radiator to keep it cool. So I've been doing my little homework about alcohol. And
a lot of them don't even run nothing, Jake. No
exactly,
nothing.
Yeah.
No water or anything.
Yeah, because that alcohol doesn't create all that heat like gasoline, C16, and all that fuel.
But you got to be careful too, because alcohol is thinner than fuel, and it didn't pass your rings, gets into the oil, and God forbid you have a fire, because that's going to be a little time bomb blowing up.
Right.
Ooh. Oh, sookie.
So my question is, how many times should you change the oil if you're running alcohol?
I heard after every event.
Well, it's going to depend on, again, how your motor's set up, where your rings are set up, you know. So it's really going to come down to what motor you have, how you have it. You know, if you got tight rings in there, you probably don't have to do it as much. But, you know, there's some guys that'll go 10 runs before changing their oil. There's some people that do it at the same event just because. You know, and they run it through a funnel, and a little separator. But if you're running motor, I don't think you have to change the oil as much as you would if you were running a turbo or any kind of boost.
Right.
Because the boost
is going to blow through.
Yeah, and it's gonna and that'll push it through too, and that's because of the looser clearance you have.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, it depends on what application you're running.
Cool beans.
When we were doing the funny car, it was every pass. Every pass we took, the oil was out. So, you know, it's It's just going to depend on the nature of your beast.
The nature of the beast. Oh, shucks. Here comes the fun part. Wire time.
Should I put my fingers in my ears?
No, I'm not going to be cussing that loud.
He's talking about the explosion.
He's talking about a backfire. Oh, no, man.
Hey.
I know this fire now.
Hey.
Backwards and forwards.
Hey, we don't want to have one of them, them JR backfires. Hold on, let me answer this call.
That was the funniest shit ever. Oh, boy. This guy, JR, was at what? He wanted Shake to wire up his nitrous system. Shake comes over there. JR's got somebody else wiring up. Shake's like, all right, bump it. Went over to the corner. And he's like, they had a little chair. I mean, not a chair. They had a barber shop area in the shop, but it was like closed down. So he was just looking around and stuff. But the guy was trying to figure out. He wasn't getting the nitrous to work. Every time he turned it, had the key on. He tried to hit the button and nothing was coming out. So he had a plate system. So he's trying to work on it. He's like, all right, hit the button. And finally, they got it to work. So it was spraying.
Hello? Hey. Hey,
yeah.
Phil. Teo, Corey, I got a special guest on the show. This is a friend of mine out of Ohio. His name is Mike Smith. He has a car to run off of alcohol. If y'all got a quick question to ask him. One of the questions y'all asked was, how often do you change the oil on an alcohol-burning car? You have the flow, Mike.
All right. I run a boosted alcohol car with a blow-through carburetor, so it runs a little bit fat. So we change the oil every time we go out. So if we go run, we could probably get 2 days out of it, like if we're on a two-day race. But when I come home, the first thing I do is change the oil.
Mm-hmm. And that's because the alcohol seeps past the rings a lot more than a regular gas.
Yeah, it makes so much boost that it pushes past the rings and it gets in the oil and melts it up pretty good. We could probably lean it out a little bit more, but I think it runs best the way I got it. So I just leave it alone and just plan on that's part of the maintenance, just changing the oil every time I go out.
Mm-hmm.
I buy it by the 5 gallon pail.
Now, I do know that running alcohol is very corrosive, so you got to have special fuel lines and special...
Special fuel lines. I got an aluminum tank. I leave it full all the time, and my alcohol carburetor is, like, powder-coated on the inside or anodized, actually.
Wow.
And I haven't had any at all so far. I've had it for 3 years. I do run top lube. I run top lube in it. I do a half of a top lube for each 55-gallon drum that I do. I buy two 55-gallon drums early in the year and split it in half and put it in there.
So what is this, like a quart of what you call
it,
top lube?
Top lube, yeah. It's for the top end. It's for, the valve train, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
keep it lubricated?
Yeah, it keeps everything lubricated, and it keeps it from drying out, it seems like. Like, if you spill a little bit of it, it's got a little bit of an oily residue after you're done.
This is not like the stuff that they use off of, like, either the Pro Modifies or the top alcohol or top fuel, that pump lube. So when they get off the gas, they push that lube through to keep the superchargers and everything lubed up.
I'm not sure how they do that exactly. Right, the tar lube's just mixed right in with the alcohol. Some guys don't use it.
All right.
But it's like an oil base that just mixes with the alcohol, turns it a different color, turns it almost a pink color, reddish pink.
Hmm.
I think that helps with it drying everything out, you know what I mean? Because alcohol is so, you know, you get it on your hands and it dries everything out that it touches. All your lines.
Yeah, exactly.
All blue, all that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some guys that don't use it, though.
Yeah, we was also talking about alcohol runs a lot cooler. How big is the radiator on your vehicle?
I don't have a radiator. I have a solid block. It's got water heads on it, but I don't run any no cooling at all. No water at all, but I run a blower with a carburetor, so it cools the engine as it runs. It stays pretty cool for the most part. I go by oil temperature. Oil temperature stays around 120, 140 all day long. But we push it to the lanes and we push it back from the top end, so it doesn't see a lot of heat.
Okay.
But if you're running a bracket car, you could run a small radiator on it. It'd be fine.
Yeah, because once they go down the track, then you got to drive them back. That's why they probably put the radiator on there.
Yeah, that would be the best thing to do that. But it'd probably start keeping it hot enough.
So far as the coolant, they just use regular water, or is it anything special?
Nothing special. I would just use water.
Okay. All right. Y'all got any more questions for him? Because he's got to get off the phone. I didn't mean to interrupt him, but...
Nah, you're good. Anytime.
Okay. Y'all got any more questions, Brent, Tori, Theo?
No, I'm good. I appreciate that.
Oh, I had Tammy. Huh? We just had, Sammy just got off the phone a few minutes ago. We had a little birthday party for him.
Oh, that's good.
You know, his birthday is Tuesday.
Yeah. That's Sammy from out in New York, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. How's he doing? Is he out graduation still? Running around?
Yeah, he sold a crazy horse and he sold a station wagon, so he said he's coming back with all glass next year.
Yeah, it's a big class going on right now. That class is going to get pretty fast. They just, as long as they hold... Keep a hold of the power adders to make sure that the power adders are within check. There's some guys that are flying. There's some class cars on three, all steel, all glass. So they just keep that under control.
So is that picking up pretty good?
Yeah, on the East Coast and up there in Michigan, there's looking at doing some more too.
It's big out here on the West Coast, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, Theo?
Yeah, yeah. When we were in Vegas last year, there was, I think there was 86 cars in that class.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, my buddy from out there was in Nova. He went clear to Texas to run all steel, all glass. I'm sure you know him. Ronnie Link, he's from out there, out in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, he's up north. He's up north from me. I'm in Southern California. But, yeah, I know Ronnie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I talk to Ronnie probably once a week, if not more often.
Yeah, he's a pretty bad dude.
Oh, yeah, he went down there. He's flying.
Oh yeah, they were just down at the one in Texas 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, Jake Harper.
Not the one in Enos. It's the other track that's south from Dallas.
Yeah, Extreme Raceway Park.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah, he raced till you guys raced till what, 6 in the morning or something crazy.
Yeah, I think they ended up splitting the money up. I don't know if there was a winner or not.
Yeah, I think they split it. I don't know. I can't remember how many cars he told me.
There are a few down there because there was because you know we went from California. There was about 6 cars from California that went, and then but yeah, it's blowing up. Like you said, there's no restrictions on it right now. But as soon as everybody's not able to keep up with everybody, and all the fast guys take over, it's done deal after that.
Yeah, there needs to be some kind of restrictions on it because it's going to run away.
You know, I think the only restriction on there is that it would, everyone's going to be on a 28, right? A 28,
10-5? Yeah, I believe so. But I got a buddy who runs, he's a class car. And well, I wouldn't say nothing if it wasn't a class car, but he's been 399 with a big block Chevy and a single turbo Mustang. He can give very, very
lucky.
Well, keep him back there with you guys. Was he at that summit one in Ohio?
No, he runs Milan. He goes to Ducks races too.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to check the car, but it's a legal, legit, all steel, all glass Mustang. Only thing that's aftermarket is the hood, and that's actually a Hinge style hood. He can get to 2450 or something like that, or 2400 pounds. With a big block and a 118-millimeter turbo on it.
Yeah, it's getting, it's pretty big out here between California, Nevada, and Arizona, and there's a couple guys out from, I can't think of what the guy's name, he's got a white Malibu that's all steel. Then they come down this way. But there were a lot of cars at Extreme. I was like, from all over, too.
Yeah, it was like, what, 60-some cars, somebody said?
What's that?
He said something about like maybe 60-some cars. I can't remember exactly. There was a lot.
Oh, yeah. There was. I don't remember exactly how many there were. But, yeah, there were quite a bit of cars. I mean, it's going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, over on the East Coast, they call it the DMV. It's Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. All them guys over there, they got a big class. All the all-steel, all-glass cars. There's a lot of them down the way. They run like MIR and a couple of them other places. They actually had when I went to Shakedown, they had an all-steel, all-glass shootout, 16 car field. I think it paid $7,500 to win.
Yeah,
them guys out at the DMV, they be getting it on.
Oh, yeah, they fly down there. Nice track, too.
And the DMV, you got all three tracks is right close to each other, too, not far.
Yeah, you got Virginia, you got DMP, you got MIR, you got Capitol still.
Yeah, I've been to Capitol.
Not what it used to be yet, but I think Terrace is doing a real good job trying to get some good prep in there for everybody. He does a lot of no-prep stuff, too. There's a couple other tracks.
Is Bud Creek still out that way? Is Bud Creek still out that way,
MIR.
Or is that track gone? That's, what
Bud
is it?
Creek, MIR. Maryland.
MIR? Oh, okay. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's Bud.
Okay.
Then you got Cecil County. That's another one that's good in the fast track, too. Big Grudge Racer, a good bit, too.
So when the next time you gonna have a race in Ohio at 42?
I just had one not too long ago, but they're racing October 21st and the 22nd, I believe, this next month. That's the Young Money race. They rescheduled it, so it's gonna be down there. I don't think I can make it. I gotta work.
What date you say it is? October
I think it's the 21st and 22nd. Friday,
I think
Saturday.
That's the same as Trick or Treat, ain't it, Corey? Ain't that the same
Maris
as Trick or Treat?
Yeah, it's a sign there.
Oh, man, I can't make that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Young Money.
But normally, reschedule.
Yeah, that was their October 8th race, so they rescheduled for October.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys from Chicago all pulled out. They didn't want to come, and then it didn't rain.
It didn't?
No, it didn't rain at all. It was a nice weekend.
Wow.
They told them to wait, but they all pulled out. There was like 15 cars or something, and they all had locked drug races, and they all pulled out.
Yeah.
So Young Money didn't want to lose a bunch of money on the race, so they rescheduled it. I don't know how many races are locked in now, but now the weather's going to be... You know it is in the fall. It's not pretty good.
Well, you know, here in the Midwest, I think it was in 2019, we had snow in October.
Oh, yeah, we've had it.
And I'm like, God, dog.
Shake.
Yeah, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, you got to be... Yeah.
You
got to
run that. What's that?
Tao, go ahead, Tao.
Oh, yeah. You got to run past that snow thing to me again. You got it when?
All right, Tao.
I'm curious.
Get him, Corey.
I keep forgetting Corey's on the channel, on the phone, man.
Hey.
That
did
great,
get
Corey.
Huh? Hey, it's all good, though. We just got a small window up here. Dude, our season coming to an end.
Yes, sir. We got a small window, but we got a big bucket to bring a bucket of that snow to you, California, man.
It's been so hot out here, Shake. It's going to be a bucket of water by the time I get here, man.
Well, we got systems that keep it cool.
All right, we're going to bring that dry ice down there. We're going to throw in some dry ice.
Yeah. See? Tail don't know. Corey got it all figured out. Some dry ice.
I bet he does.
And as soon as
he
walk
does,
out the door to get the mail. Woo!
Corey, wait, man. He's sending the plans to booby trap my front yard right now.
Mike, you coming to 131 this weekend?
Nah, I wish I could.
Man.
I was thinking about coming, but I start an outage here next week just with family time and everything.
Well, you can never do enough family time, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I just got back from Shakedown. I was down there for half a week, so kind of trying to make up for that. So, then
right.
I got one more weekend, and I'm on 612s for the next month.
Hey, if you don't mind, tell everybody your impressive times you've been doing lately.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Sure. I went down to Dragway 42. I went to the finals against the blown Hemi. And I won a 429, 173, I think I went there.
429.
And I runnered up to the Hemi. He went 425. I treed him, but he beat me by 02 at the straight.
Good God almighty.
Went down to Shakedown, which is a little better air, better track prep. Then we went down there, went 28 off the trailer. And I went a string of 20s. I only went 430 the whole time I was there. But I ended up going 421 at 177. That's with a 23-degree small block. 23-degree small block with a blow-through carburetor. So we got
good God left. Almighty.
I'm pretty sure I got
421. You was rolling, Bo. You was rolling.
Yeah, it runs pretty good.
Man, that motor you got is impressive.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you definitely ride, sir.
Yeah, I had to give it to him, bro. You got that baby looking good and running good.
Yeah, it runs pretty good. I'm pretty happy with it. I was trying to go teens. There was one pass I tried to go teens, and it went on the bumper about as soon as I got up to the 60-foot, it just turned when they're on the bumper. But that would have probably been the 418 or 19 that I was after. I'll get it, though. I found some stuff in the data on it and some other stuff that I'll get it there. Just need a good track and good weather, that's all.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll get to it. You get to that 119, you doing something.
Yeah.
Yes. Where you at, Phil? I'm driving right now, fellas. So I'm trying to look at the board and drive at the same time.
Where are you headed?
I think I'm going to go over Phil's shop and help him with his starter and his header. I see Heaton fell off. Damn, I'm the only show that can do it. I'm the only person that can do a show mobile.
Now you better be careful.
Yeah, I ain't trying to look at that computer too much, but I figured out a way that I can drive and keep the show going on. I get a good signal.
That's good.
Now, when I used to go down south, I used to do the shows right at the track. On a Sunday, like when we go to Trick or Treat, I do the shows on a Sunday right there at the track while the cars are going down. And sometimes I'll be leaving on a Sunday and I can give a report on what they did and how everything turned out.
Well, that's good.
So when I go to California, I'm going to sneak up on you, Teo.
Oh, no, you don't have to sneak up.
What the hell I'm talking about?
All right, this is not we coming to you.
Well, I'll be here, but don't take none, don't take my son back to Detroit. We ain't have none of that. We ain't trading.
Oh man.
I watch the news.
Oh man,
ain't leave me with that stuff. Mm-mm. No.
Chuck, they got the Hollywood Classic coming up soon.
I know, but see, up north, the Halloween Classic, it be cold. I can't pass up going to T-shirt weather in Mississippi versus the cold weather in the Norwalk.
Nah.
I can't endure that cold like I used to.
Nah, I'm getting older.
So I will be going to Trick or Treat, Holly Springs, if the Lord's willing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tayo.
Yes, sir.
How's my favorite niece doing, Chachi?
Oh, she's doing good, man. She's at eighth grade now.
Eighth grade?
Dude, it's killing me right now. He said,
hey,
this kid come up to me. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dale.
I said she cheerleads at school, and one of the kids, because they had a game yesterday and I was there, kid came up to me and asked me, I'm sorry, man, sometimes it comes out, but he says, asked me that, I guess there's a dance or something coming up, if he could take Chach. I said, I'll get back to you on that. And he says, I said, what's this dance about? I said, make sure you say the right answer. And he's just like, it's just a dance. So is it something that you could kind of do by yourself? I mean, like, you know, if you go to a dance, you just go dance with other people. He goes, yeah, you can probably do that. And I said, well, I think you should take that road. That'd be a good road for you to take.
Ooh.
Because I ain't afraid to go to prison.
Here come them daddy days, them daddy-daughter days.
Oh, dude, man. I'm telling you, man, this is rough. This is rough.
Hey, Taylor, I got another niece. I got another niece, Mike's daughter. She's an eye for sore eyes, man. How old is she, Mike?
Probably went on mute.
Mike, I think we lost him. Yeah, we lost him. Because he's getting ready to go to bed anyway when I called him.
Yeah, man, these young Thundercats.
Hey,
it's making me wonder.
He asking my niece to go out on a date, a dance date.
You better get prepared. You better be like in the movie Bad Boys.
Yeah, I definitely want Martin Lawrence on it. Someone come to the door. Get your ass up against that wall.
Shaking me like, who there at the door? That's Reggie. Who? Reggie. What's your name, motherfucker?
Reggie.
Reggie. Man, I heard what the motherfucker said. Your name Reggie? That is the greatest scene of only dads get that shit.
The absolute greatest, man.
Hey, he look like Uncle gonna have to do a shakedown for him. Only. What's your name, son?
You know what?
Look me in the eye when you talk to me, son.
Shake, put the gun away.
Yeah,
put
I'm gonna
the gun
him.
Away. He just got out of prison.
Oh, I got my finger on the trigger. I'm about to pull it.
Oh, man. You know, I should have that queued up on the TV when someone wants to come over to meet it here. Watch this.
Yeah.
Here's my answer. Here's my answer.
Mm-hmm. Just sit still and look
don't
at this show.
About. Yeah, don't worry about the gun. Just listen to what he's saying. Yeah, that was the greatest scene of the whole movie.
Happy birthday to
wow.
Hey, Brent.
Merry birthday.
Hey, Brent.
You probably eased on up out of here.
No, he's still on the show. I see him on the board.
What's up, buddy? What's up,
oh,
buddy?
There you go.
Hey, are you just going out to test or are you going to get in the shootout?
I would get in the shootout on Saturday, yep.
Brent, where are you running
you
at?
You going Friday or are you just going?
Yeah, I'm going to go Friday and Saturday, test Friday, and then run Saturday in
okay.
the shootout. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they got, like, an extra shootout, or sometimes he'll put on a couple of shootouts or something on Friday, so if they have a...
Right.
I don't know what they got going on for sure, you know. You know.
Right.
Where are you going, Brent?
131. Yeah, up there at Martin, 131. Yep, got a little prep event up there, Fab Four. Ryan Chucky Davis and three or four other guys put it on.
Oh, is Bakerboo going?
Who?
Yeah, you know
if,
you ain't right.
Not if Brent going. Not if Brent going.
Yeah. I was just curious.
No, it's a good time.
I was just curious. Oh.
That's what it's about, Brent. Having a good time.
Yep.
You said it. You said it, Corey.
Strap into that thing and you don't think about nothing.
And that's it, too. My season coming down to a month. That season winding down.
Wow, that's crazy. Seems like you guys just got started.
Actually, we really did, though. Got a late start.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys got started late out there.
Man, weather wise, can't do nothing about Mother Nature, though.
Mm-mm. Mother Nature tells all of us when we can race.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's one. That's one higher up we got to obey to.
Yep.
But some people don't, because come December when there's snow on the ground, you still got some butt wipes that'll go take their truck out on the ice lake and spin around and do donuts and end up falling in the water. I'm like, every year somebody is out there playing on that ice and falls in.
Well,
never fails.
I think I could beat you on this one. So they do them same circles at their intersections. They block them all up. And it seems like the heaviest girl will run out there to see if she could dodge that car. And I don't know if there's side bets to see how far she's going to fly when she gets it. But them big old girls, they fly. They fly about 15 feet. But it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. One guy was doing it was crazy. This is the best. He was doing it was on the news out here. And he got out, and he was holding his steering wheel, and he let go of the steering wheel, you know, like trying to be cool, and his door shut. Well, when the door shut, guess what it did? It locked.
What?
So he's doing the circle. Ooh. And when that happened, He's got his head. Everybody, man, you'd have thought somebody would brought a baby out there and said, "Who's this baby's daddy?" The way everybody scattered, they was gone, and that car just sat there. And then it hooked and it got wider and wider and wider and just started taking shit out. Finally stopped, but after it tore up a bunch of stuff.
Good God
Almighty! Are you driving the car? The dude driving the car takes off. And then, you know, they catch up with them and go to arrest them. You know what he says? He says, that wasn't me. I wasn't there. He said his car got stolen. Oh, well, let's go to Facebook real quick and let's take a pic. Look at all the videos. That's not you standing right there getting out of the car. That sure does look. In fact, you got the same clothes on. So, yeah. Come on, we're coming to jail. They took him in. It's just hysterical. I mean, I did the same thing, wasn't me, but damn. That's just some funny stuff out there.
Yeah, they doing a lot of construction work out there in your neck of the woods.
Out here?
Yeah.
In California? Yeah, I don't know what they're doing out
there. Because I'm telling you, man, they're doing so much construction in Michigan. Every freeway, all parts of the freeway is being worked on. And you come through there and you see 6-7 guys is the only one working, but they had a whole freeway damn near shut down. I'm like,
okay, Shake,
what good is putting
I
all this?
I say that. I understand that. I understand that. Because some of them potholes, if I jumped into them, I was afraid that you'd never see me again. They're so deep.
Yeah. But, man, they got barricades up, and you'll never see nobody working on none of this freeway. And you go on down, you'll see probably 6 guys, and they're only working on a 30-foot section.
Do they do it? Do they do it at night?
They got. I'm looking at it right now. Barricades and pylons everywhere, and nobody's working. Come by in the morning, nobody's working. But that's where your dollars are being spent at.
Well, at least they're spending them somewhere. I don't know, man. I think they're setting up all the roads now to be all electric. So you drive your car as you're driving, it charges itself somehow.
Use the right lane to take the I-94 East route. Yeah, they want to do everything electric. But that's going to open up a whole lot of different businesses where they can sell something to us. And they make money off of it. Okay, you're gonna have 1,000 different companies making batteries. You gonna have 1,000 different companies making solenoids and switches, because electric cars has got nothing but solenoids, switches, modules, electronic stuff. But ain't nobody gonna make no fire extinguisher when that car catch on fire.
Nope.
What'd you say, Brent?
What's that, buddy? Yeah,
oh, and think about
cars.
All the sensors. Yeah, all those electric cars, you got to have sensors all on the highway, freeways. I'm going to be going over to see Brent, and the damn sensor is going to get painted over and scratched up. It's going to take my car across the freeway into the ditch.
Better hope you never need batteries for it.
Right.
I guess those are pretty
expensive as hell.
Your new batteries for your car, Shake, are like $25,000. You want us to put them in today or tomorrow?
funnier part about
that
it
car
is,
gonna be sitting on that car gonna be sitting on jack stands.
Yep.
You're going to have to pay $25,000 for that battery, and then you might even have to pay another $10,000 on top of it for the disposal of yours. And then where are they disposing of
mm-hmm.
that?
Right. They ain't going to tell you.
No, they don't want you to know that.
Yeah,
they
up.
Definitely don't want you to know that.
Turn left onto Pinecrest Drive.
Unlike Shake, a lot of them be sitting on jack stands. They'll be, that's going to be a problem in itself, too.
Uh-huh.
As we know, batteries, I don't know, like our, DeWalt tools, you get DeWalt tools, the batteries last about 3 or 4 years and the batteries go bad. Milwaukee.
Right.
I don't know about you, Shake, but all my vehicles, I can buy a brand new truck and within
uh-huh.
3 to 5 years, that battery is bad and I got to buy a new one. You know, almost every
yep,
car
right.
that I've ever had my whole life, it only lasts about 5 years. Maybe if you get a good one, it might be a little longer. But my drills, cordless tools, about every, with the cold
mm-hmm.
and the heat and everything else. So I guess where I'm going with that is if you get one of these batteries with a Tesla, and then they better give you a good battery, you better get like a 10-year warranty with that battery. I don't know. I wonder what the warranties are with them.
I don't know.
If it ain't 10 years,
I don't know.
If
it ain't 10 years,
minutes,
you don't want to.
2 minutes, 2 miles.
That's probably it. Because that'd be something right there, you know, is the warranty on the battery. They don't last.
Well, look how when you're go back to your DeWalt drill, and when you're drilling something, you got to drill something for a minute. How it warm gets to warming up.
Yep.
What's that thing doing in the car? They got fans on it. I don't know.
Firefighters say they have a hard time fighting them when they do catch on fire. They just burn and burn and burn, and they don't have, and it's going to probably take special chemicals to put them out, you know. So that's going to be hazardous.
Yeah, you have to do it with foam because it's corrosive.
Right, and all the foam that they've used in the past that they've had problems with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
But they don't explain that, and that's the sad part. They only tell you half of what they want to do, and then the other half is the guessing game. Oh, well, it sounds good. Let's go out and get one, and then your whole family burns up, and then who are you going to blame after that?
I can't remember.
Because they're going to say, no one told you to buy it. Well, yeah, the government did. The government told us we had to have these cars. We don't even get a chance to vote on it.
You're exactly right. They're pushing us right into it. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And that's the sad part. And the reason why they're not letting us vote for it, because I don't think anybody would. So that's what dictatorships do. They tell you what it's going to be, and that's it. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
I'm back.
Where'd you go?
I was on another line talking to Phil.
Oh.
Making sure he's still here at the shop when I pull up.
He left to go to your house.
That'd be full.
That would be hysterically funny because I'd be laughing my ass off all night long.
Hell yeah. Let me play musical cars. I'm reading, I got hungry.
Oh, it must have been that long drive.
Think so. No, I haven't. I've been vegan it, and vegan food don't last long in your system.
There should be a ban on that, okay? How could you eat something you can't taste?
A ban?
Yeah.
Well, they got some stuff that's got some good flavor to it. Like, I had some vegan sausage. Man, that stuff was pretty good between a couple slices of bread. But you got to find the right one. Everybody don't make good sausage.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
How come they call it vegan sausage if there's no pork in it? Isn't that what sausage
meat is? Yeah. But they know people ain't going to eat it if they give it some other kind of name. So they just – but it looks just like sausage. It's got the – it looks just like Italian sausage. Matter of fact, the one I got the other day was – Italian vegan sausage. And, man, it had that Italian flavor to it. You bite down into it. It was good. I say, if y'all can make it where it's tasteable, I'll eat it. But don't give me nothing that tastes like front lawn, like the grass in my front lawn.
What are you eating vegan for?
Trying to stay healthy.
Well, I got a quick question on that, Shake. What did people in the 1800s eat? Because I don't think they was worried about eating vegan food. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I get confused about all.
You know,
this
and
stuff.
I thought the same thing because my grandmama and my grandfather, they stayed on the farm. My grandfather lived to be 107. His wife lived to be 90-something years old, and they ate off, well, they grew their own food. They didn't put you ain't going to get the pesticides and the chemicals like you get today. That's one thing.
Preserve,
then
right,
another
right.
thing, yeah, the other thing, I don't think we're supposed to be eating, well, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know if we're supposed to be eating, wait a minute, I'm about to miss my exit. I don't know if we're supposed to be eating pork or what. Now, that's the obstacle I ain't quite understood yet. The Bible said we ain't supposed to eat pork. Okay. So I had to find something else to eat. Can I eat chicken? I guess so. Then I found this one pastor says you can eat pork, but the Muslims say you can't eat pork. So I'm like, I'm confused.
That's more for us.
I'm hungry as hell, and I'm confused.
It's just different religions have different things that they go
beliefs,
by.
Beliefs. Yeah.
You know?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up, my mama was a Baptist. That made me a Baptist. She said, we're not supposed to eat pork. But they cooked it anyway. And I said, Mama, why we ain't supposed to eat pork? Because somewhere in the Bible, it was telling the story about God cast this demon out of some crazy man, and he sent the demon out of the man into the swine. And we're not supposed to eat pork. So, okay, the Bible say this, but yet you feed us pork anyway. So I'm still confused. So that bridge I ain't figured out yet, bro. Are we supposed to eat pork or we're not supposed to eat? We're not supposed to. The Bible says something else about we're not supposed to eat seafood that's bottom feeders like catfish, lobster, and stuff like that because they bottom feeders. Well, after they eat what's on the bottom, I guess their liver and kidneys filters it and it makes them healthy. And I sure tore up me some lobster for the first part of this year.
Hold on one second.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. I got a caller coming on. I just looked down and seen it.
Oh, I know being Italian, that on Christmas Eve,
yeah,
they do the four fish dinners. Now I don't eat seafood because I think whatever stays in the ocean stays in the ocean. I don't want nothing to do with that stuff. But I will say this: every Italian family I know do that. Not even Italian families, but just they do that fish dinner on Christmas Eve. And
uh-huh.
I couldn't tell you where it got started or how it got started or who done it, but I know they done it.
Now, they say you can eat some fish, but just certain ones you cannot. I don't know which ones and if we're supposed to or not.
Hey, Shake.
What's
Shake.
Going on? Come on, kid. Come on in. Come on,
all
kid.
All right. How's everybody doing, first of all?
Hey, what's up, kid?
All right. Shake, you say you ate some
yes,
vegan sausage, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, was it a patty or was it like an Italian sausage?
It looked just like Italian sausage, but just like.
Okay. Okay, now my question to you is, the skin of Italian sausage is made out of pork. You know, it's stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, now what?
Absolutely.
Now what was your vegan sausage stuffed with, you know, stuffed into? What kind of skin was it?
It looked like it was just the same kind. It was real easy to break and looked just like sausage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, it's a bunch of bullshit about, you know, what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. You know, it tickled the shit out of me.
Might be, kid. It might be, because I'm confused. I know my grandparents, them, they lived long eating pork.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the stuff that's in Myers, Kroger's, and places like that are full of garbage they sell. So I think the best thing we should do is grow our own goddamn food.
Yeah, that's a good possibility.
Grow our own damn food.
And then you said something about fish. They said you shouldn't eat catfish and what other kind of fish because it's a bottom feeder.
Bottom feeders. Yeah.
All right. What do the other fish eat? Would they stop in mid-level water and eat or what? Come on, man.
I don't know. Okay. You got better answers about it than I do.
This ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
That's all it is. Steer us to certain foods to eat.
Right. I'm gonna eat pork until the doctor tell me, you know, I shouldn't eat pork because it raises my blood pressure or whatever.
You know what? This is the perfect conversation. The perfect conversation for those guys in the barbershop in coming to America. Let them hatch it out because they know.
Right.
After a while, they'll tell you you shouldn't eat greens and collard greens and turnip greens. You know, it's a vegetable. It comes from the ground. Man, I'm not trying to hear all that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm back.
It's one of those to where, you know, kid, people take things and run with it. I don't understand.
Yep.
I'm hungry. I'm going to eat.
Yep, you got that right, Tail.
You know, I tried.
I felt the same way, Tao, but my health was getting a little bit out of control. I was picking up a little bit too much weight, and I said, well, I got to start eating a little bit, change my diet, lose some weight.
The reason for that. You know the reason from that.
I'm a little scared right now.
All you had to do was back up from the table a little bit.
hey, what you trying to tell me? I gotta stay away from Chef Lee and kids cooking. Is that what I gotta do?
Hey, Tao. He done throwed his anchor down at the goddamn table. You got to pull up your anchor and throw it, you know, over your shoulder, back away from the table. That's all you got to do.
Beep, 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 get that fucking reverse.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You ain't right, kid. You ain't right.
Hey, yeah, you done dropped his anchor at the goddamn table. Yeah, man, they ain't going to get it.
You gotta be careful that dick you do, man. It'll sneak up on you.
Yep.
Come out of nowhere.
Yeah, you ain't never lie. You ain't never lie. Nah, I don't want that doctor to be telling me, oh, Eugene, you got stage 4 diabetes. No. So I have to start changing some of the stuff I eat and what I eat. Backing up away from that table a little bit. And it's been working. My little diet been working. But I sometimes, man, like nighttime like this, I get hungry.
I have to tell myself, no, you gotta stay away from food. No midnight snack.
You know what when you feel hungry, you know what you're supposed to do when you feel hungry?
Eat some
drink
fruit.
Water.
What's that?
Drink water. No, drink water.
Drink water, huh?
Mm-hmm, because the water will give you your stomach that heaviness and fill it up. So it takes that hunger away.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now, drinking some water, because you say so.
Hey, I didn't say it would work. That's what they say.
And it'll keep your kidneys flushed.
Yeah. And your liver.
Ah, good old water.
H2O. Oh, man. Hey, how's the racing scene going on in Chicago right now, kid? Everybody handling
shit.
Business or what?
Man, please. They ain't doing nothing over here, Tao. They ain't doing nothing right in the Midwest.
Hey, you ever get down to Texas, or is that, like, too far for you guys? Down Dallas way?
Or is that a minute? I've been meaning to try to get down to Texas, hopefully within maybe next year or something like that. I want to get down to Ferris, Texas, Extreme Raceway Park. I ain't never been there.
Yeah. Been there, man. I've been there a few times, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, man, let me know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me know when you're planning that trip, man. We'll catch up down there.
Right. Yeah, it looks to be a nice track.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful track. Hooks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very nice track.
Yeah.
And
you talking about Extreme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talking about Extreme?
Yeah, Extreme.
It's another track right down the street from it called Enid.
Yeah, Billy Myers track.
They got more than 20 minutes away.
Billy Myers track.
Yeah, but it's the other way. It's the other way. But
yeah,
it's section of concrete track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you pass. Enos is north of Dallas. I mean, Enos is north of Extreme.
Houston.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's like west of Dallas.
It's southwest of Dallas, because I had to pass Extreme going to Enos. That's off of 30 or 35. I think it's 35.
Right, 30.
Yeah,
35. You're right, 35.
Yeah, 35. Okay, Phil, let's fire up. You need to put the wires on this, baby. I see you got the spark plug. Which spark plug are you trying to get out? Are you putting them all in? Okay, let's put the wires on, man, and fire this baby up.
You coming to 131 next weekend, Shake?
No. My next track going out would be Trick or Treat.
Hot Springs, yeah, okay.
I don't think I'm gonna do one track for the rest of the year, dude.
I heard that.
One. I'm going to
depends on how I'm feeling. I might slide over there next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to go, but I got myself on a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I might not even do Baldy's race. That's not until December.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, Phil, you got this engine sitting off in this truck looking pretty good.
Oh, why are you teasing now, man? That ain't right.
It is looking pretty good. You got it sitting down in there. Headers going out. Oh, shit, them headers going to be hitting the doggone tire. You ain't going to have much turning radius.
So they go up and over into the fender well.
Hetman headers. I shouldn't be sitting there talking about it. And all
they're
on
still,
the radio.
They still in business? They still make headers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wasn't a bad market. Oh, well, he got him a good gearbox. Manual gearbox. Oh, man, you got a lot of stuff you need to do here. Got to hook up the shaft going to the gearbox. You got wired, a lot of linkage. Man, stuff be looking on the car like you got a little bit to do, but hell, you can run into one little headache on one thing, like throttle cable. Hook that joker up and find out it's too short, too long. Now you got to go and order another one shorter and make sure the brackets is right so it don't bind up when you floor it. Because you don't want no carburetor sticking in wide open throttle unless you're trying to go to hell. Watch out. I'm about to step on your kitty cat, Phil. Damn it, I come over here to get some work done. Let's go.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah.
Hey, you said your next event was where?
Trick or treat.
Oh, you forgot one.
October the 8th.
Yeah.
I keep that under my hat.
Oh, okay.
Under my hat.
Okay, what you say, kid? That's what?
I said, get on his ass.
Exactly.
Well, he know I got to go to that one.
Yeah. Hey, kid, they put on the show today at 41.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Man, Tracy had his man. And, but like Tracy said, the man just won last week. He said he can't let up off the tree.
Oh, okay.
And, he said he had to do what he had to do. So
Trace,
he wasn't trying to red light, but...
Tracy was a runner-up?
He went to the semifinals.
Oh, okay.
But he had some of the baddest dudes, man, that was there. He had that boy from Rockford that be winning all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He had him. And he got right up there, man, and broke out. The guy had 5 flat on the window and went 440.
Damn.
Yeah, he went way out.
Yeah, he went deep.
And Tracy went 1 under. 0-0-0 with a 0.
Mm-hmm.
He went out. He red light by 1, about 10 thousandths of a second.
Mm-hmm.
I say, man, but I get it, man. You know.
Yeah, damn.
That's
yeah, living on the dangerous edge. That should have happened.
But he made two test passes. And he went 005 on one, and then he went a 008 on the other one. He don't have no box. He don't have no box.
Oh, he don't?
No.
Yeah, he cutting good lights.
Yeah.
Not have a box.
Yep. He said, but everybody got that box. He said he it's hard to compete against that box.
Yeah, it is. You know, years ago they used to force them to race them, but then they come up with this, the box and no box. Because it was hard as hell to beat him.
Yep. And so he said he didn't do nothing different. He said he just did everything the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was that was it. He said he didn't do anything different. He didn't change nothing in the computer, nothing.
Yep.
He said he just read it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But he put Raylo knew the guy's name. I forgot his name. God, though. That bad boy from Rockland. Tracy put him on the trailer first.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah,
he did his thing.
I see Raylo was out there.
Yeah, Raylo was there. Yeah, he did his thing. Raylo had some problems, but he get it worked out.
You know, they got a big bracket race next weekend.
Yep. And I thought, man, you know, I had to promote. And them guys say, I got four of them bracket, I mean, them top sportsman guys. They would say, man, they didn't know anything about it. He said, and they race is over with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, I ain't ready to give it up yet. So he said, I'll be there. So he said, I'm going to talk to the other guys, see if we can get them. Come on out, too. I said, that'll work.
Yep.
Work. So I think Nathan bringing his car. Skip son. Yeah, I think he's bringing his car. Skip and them bringing quite a few people with them.
Oh, okay.
From down there, so.
Yeah, be good. When your old man out there today?
Yeah, he was out there today.
I thought I saw him.
yeah, he was out there today.
Yeah.
Good time. He had a real good time. He needed to get out the house.
Yeah, do you good to get out sometimes.
Yeah, he had a good time, man. And he can't wait today. He can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get my mama to go on and make a pass, getting an all-female bracket race. My mama says she ain't been behind the wheel in so long. And she said she ain't been down a drag strip since the 80s, since the early 80s. She said the early 80s or the late 70s.
She might go down through there and keep on going. To the hell with y'all.
Yeah, ain't no telling. I swear. But she was on Facebook watching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was on there. Old JJ and them was on, him or Trisha, one of them, they was watching today, so I felt like I was somebody then.
Mm-hmm.
So, they was on, and Phil and them was on. I thought one of the NHRA race today?
Yeah.
Yeah, how they on the phone? How Phil and them on the phone?
I don't know
how they was on the phone. They supposed to been
at
the track.
Yeah, they was in they was in Charlotte this weekend.
Yeah. They came on late. It was after 4:00.
Uh-huh.
Well, race could have been over. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it was 4:00.
Yeah,
it was.
So just to see them on there, man, made me feel like we're doing something right. We getting there.
Uh-huh.
You getting there, kid? Old Mama D, out of Grand Rapids, Mama D's Kitchen.
Right.
You know, I talked to them this morning. I mean, today, a little while ago, and they sold out yesterday, completely out of everything.
Mm.
They had to leave. They had to leave early because they didn't have nothing left. So they definitely gonna be in there, man. Hey, Shake.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where is Shake? Hey, I changed the whole program, man. I'm doing a free 2,500 small tire shootout, man. Rules are must
free.
Be small tires.
Wait a minute. Say it again now.
It's a free small tire 2,500 to win shootout, and the rules are 29, 10, 5 or smaller. 315 or smaller. No wheelie bars, no peckers. 29, 10, 5 to me is considered a small tire. And I got about 15 other people that agree with me. You know, it's been so many people saying, oh, that's a big tire, that's a small, that's not, you know. So I made the rules. And there's so many people telling me that. You're not following the rules. I don't know how I'm not following the rules if I made my own rules.
Right. It's your show.
So
you call it the way you want to. But how many 29s you got? A whole lot of them?
Man, I don't know. We changed the rule. I changed the whole game because it was a $200 buy-in, winner take all. So I just decided, Mama D's Kitchen, like, you know, what if you do it free? So I said, you know what? I'm making it a pretty small tire shootout. So,
okay. So what you're trying to do is accommodate everybody?
Well, that's just it. I ain't going to make anybody happy. Not going to happen. I can't please everybody.
Are you right about that?
No.
You know, but I...
No.
So why are you...
why you changed the rules for the 29 and a half?
What you mean, why did I change? All I did was made it a free shootout.
Okay.
That's all I did with that.
Well, that should be sufficient.
Yeah. And next year, man, it's going to be a three-day event.
3 days?
Friday, Saturday. Three-day event, and that's what gets going on next year. Marquise is doing his event his way. I'm letting him run the whole show. So next year he wants to do his birthday is in July, 1st of July. So it's going to be Marquise's birthday bash. And he's planning it now.
Hey, say he go to good part. He going to spend his own money. It's still Drag Nation news, but he going to spend his own money. I told him go right ahead. We're going to let him run it. And, I mean, we see all of us still, you know, it's a family business. So, but he got a lot of good ideas, and so we're going to let him run it. So this year he's getting his feet wet on it, on doing the event, how to run the shootout, and we're getting him ready for it.
Right.
And okay. Ava making her debut. She's making her debut going down the track. She an all-female bracket race. All-female bracket race newcomer. She's going to run the one of them trucks.
Okay.
So we're going to – and then she says – it's between her and Pop, man. We ain't got but one golf cart. So, her and Pop, we're going to have to figure it out. Should I say you, her, and Pop?
Well, you know, I ain't got much say, so. But that's long enough right there, ain't it? Get yourself plenty of room, extra. You got the bracket set to go to hold it? You should do that before you start cutting them.
What?
Get that bracket kit set. Because if you cut them now and then the bracket set. No, I'm over here helping Phil with his race truck.
It's going to be
you put the bracket on there and then you find out you cut it too short, or then you're going to be out of it.
Now, that's the thing. Where is it going
to go? You coming with you on the eight?
I'm on boat right here. Huh?
He coming with you on the
8th? He said no, remember? He ain't going to be able to make it. Him and his mom got something going on.
Oh, okay. But I got another truck coming. Got another pickup truck that'll be there. No, I got two pickup trucks that'll be there. Both of them S10 trucks. Both of them small block daily street cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One out of Wisconsin and one of them out of Iowa.
Out of Ohio?
Yeah. No, Iowa.
Iowa.
Is it Ohio? No, Iowa. It's in Dubuque. It's in Dubuque.
It's in where?
Dubuque, Iowa, I think. Yeah, that's Iowa. It's in Dubuque.
Never heard of it.
Should be the first lot to sit in Iowa.
Say that again.
Should be the largest city in Iowa. I don't know how come Shake ain't never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, they definitely out of Dubuque, Iowa.
Yep.
So, it's definitely going to be nice. It's definitely going to be nice, man. We was, I got some of them Forever Grudge guys coming down. They going to be here filming.
We got a lot, man. We got a lot we got going on. Yeah, we got a potato sack race too, kid. I mean, kid,
man.
We got a potato sack race. Yep.
Not a potato sack.
Yeah. I mean, I try
Can
to put something together, man, to keep the spectators and the fans, you know, keep them happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, trying to keep stuff going down, you know, keeping the attention of all the fans and the spectators.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're trying to
Good
do.
Way, Kat.
Yeah, trying to have a good time, man. That's what we want, have a good time. Ooh, that's hot. All right, fellas, I'm just not getting in the house, man. I'm just not getting ready to eat, knowing it's time for me to go to bed.
I heard that.
Oh, sweet.
But I'll definitely be on next week, Shake, for
somebody.
Sure. Hey, say, I'm probably give you a call tomorrow.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody else. Oh, I'm sorry. You call in on kid's phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I didn't see the board. I left the computer in the car. I went over here. I'm over here helping Phil with his truck. I didn't see your hand up. All right.
Oh, okay.
Anybody else got anything they want to talk about? Let's see who all on your tail. You got something you want to talk about, kid? Brett? Philip?
No.
Corey?
No. Hey, is Corey still on the line?
Huh?
Corey still on the line?
It depends on what you got to say.
It depends on what he want to hear.
I know you got something sneaky.
No. I was just going to tell him that picture that I posted for Val for her birthday, that was when we was
mm-hmm.
at Milan.
Oh, you sent it to him? You didn't send it to me?
No. No. You didn't hear what I said. I said the picture posted on Facebook for Val's birthday is the picture that when we was in Milan.
Oh, y'all was here during the birthday time?
No, it was just the picture I took. I put up. That was when we went to Milan when I came out there with the Vega.
I got you. Oh. All right, Phil, you got a good timing light here. Yeah, that's going to work. It's got the advanced settings on it. Now, is this the starter that you had on there the first time, or is this the original? This the first one? Did it work? What's wrong with it? Won't move? Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always good to have a new starter on standby. Okay, now these wires, I do recommend you get that bracket. They got different kinds. They got the kind that stands up, and then you got the kind that lay here to the side before you start cutting them. So abort that. Well, we won't be able to get no fire in the hole. I wanted to hear the baby fire up. Oh, shit. You talking about with the start on there? Oh, shit. So with that start on there with the plugs out, it didn't want to turn off? Okay. Well, that starter being a high torque, it should turn that engine over, whether you got compression or not. Okay. Did you get any extra gaskets like I told you? Remember you had some head of gaskets you had to get last time you was on the show? You got extra gaskets? How much was it? They only had the one set? Good to keep one in the trailer. D? Yeah, but it's got the graphite on it that helps seal. And it's got the metal inside of it. So these ain't going to, you ain't going to have no gasket leak on these. All right. Okay, so what next can we do? Let's see. Let me get my mouth. You guys still there? You still there, Tail? Tail? Brent, you still there? Brent? See, Brent's still on the show, but he ain't saying nothing. Brent? Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for calling in here on the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. We're going to get on up out of here. I'm still hungry, but I got some food. I got something I can munch on and call it quits tonight. But thanks to everybody for calling in. We had a good show. Very entertaining, understanding some stuff about alcohol. But always, always put God first in everything you do. And watch what I tell you is going to happen. Well, thanks to everybody that came on with the birthday people, Sammy, Brent, Valerie. Doc James had a birthday party yesterday. Wasn't able to get him on. But people need to thank God for living another day. You don't do nothing else. Okay, now we out of here. Peace.